This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/MBO. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of April 2nd, 2024, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, we're back. First week of April, back again live to talk about everything that's going on here with us from a new location. Here he is, Pickleball's top influencer, Tyson Apostle.
I'm here. I'm alive. I have, oh my gosh, dude. I don't know how many times you guys have moved, but it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. So we're in a new house. We move out of an HOA in Arizona. If you live out of an HOA in Arizona, you are called a desert dweller, and they look at you like you are insane. And
on the fringe,
you get more land and all of that stuff. I was really looking forward to it. First thing I do, call Mesa City to get my my garbage pails delivered so I can put my garbage out at the curb every week. Mesa is like, oh, we don't service that area. And I was like, well, who does? And they're like, I don't know. We don't know. I had to get a private. So I have, this is the first time I've been off of city everything. So like I have
off
a private.
Grid.
Yeah. And then internet fiber is literally 500 yards away from me down the street on the south side of the road. They won't come up here. The best we can get is what? DSL, CenturyLink. And it is way slower than what I have. I went to T-Mobile. I got this 5G little box. I plugged it in.
Yeah. You gotta
and
have good reception.
The 5G service is being blocked by this hill behind me, but across the street, if I walked across the street 100 yards, blazing fast.
A healthy young stream of internet.
Yeah, healthy.
You gotta run
stream.
A long
so
cable.
I was like, oh, I should get a cell booster, but then I was like, this isn't gonna work. So then I ordered Starlink, but my internet fiasco first. I ordered CenturyLink. Then I did research on the area. Not going to be fast enough for podcasting. Then I ordered HughesNet satellite service. Then after some research, found out it's trash. Then ordered, canceled. So I spent the whole day ordering, then canceling different internet services until I came to Starlink. That's going to be installed in 2 days and it better work, or I don't even know what I'm going to do.
How many years do you think have been taken off your life working on this process?
I don't know, but probably my mouth is more canker sore than not.
I'm sorry, Tyson. I'm sorry for your troubles.
Yeah, you sound sorry. You sound so sorry.
When they came and put the internet in my house, they drilled a bunch of sprinkler systems into not working condition, and they've been off ever since. Good. And when I called to complain, they just have all these other people they can blame. Like, it wasn't us. It was the subcontractor. And you're like, call the subcontractor. Yeah, but it wasn't us. And then eventually you just end up with no working sprinklers and a slow internet. So
well, I'm glad I don't have sprinklers here then.
Yeah, I don't either anymore.
But I'm happy to be here. Danny, you're in California at one of your family's
on the road. It's Danny Bryson.
Yeah. And my internet will work fine until all my kids get on and start playing games. Mm-hmm. So
what will happen?
I remember though, about 20 years ago when I came out here with Ollie, we used a Pringles can to harvest internet from other people. We tried to use this rickety self-made contraption to just like gather internet and funnel into one computer.
How does that work with a Pringles can?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And it worked?
Only slightly better than what we had going on here. So
you think if I rigged up a Pringles can to this T-Mobile 5G.
And you travel back in time to when that was a working solution to like dial up speeds, it may help your situation.
Okay.
Wow.
We did watch though, and I talked about this pre-show with Rob, they did launch 22 more satellites last night and we got to watch that, and so did you, Tyson. So your internet will be improving. If you get Starlink, I think it's 3,000 or 4,000 or maybe even 5,000 satellites now. So
3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's constantly growing. So like I'm trying to remember if my information was updated, because the first time I looked at it was around 3. It's got to be like 5 now. Mm-hmm. With the
does 20, it ever shrink?
22. Yes, they do fall out of orbit and they do get hit by magnetic storms. Okay. And get knocked out. So it does shrink. That's why he has to launch constantly. But I think he's aiming for something like 20,000 satellites.
By when? Because I need to know this.
Well, I mean, if you think about the program, if it is at 5 and he's been working on it for what, 3 years, 2 years?
Yeah.
So I don't know, extrapolate, figure it out, math.
Okay. Well, you know whose internet is perfect? Rob Cesternino over there.
Hanging in there. Yeah, it's perfect when it's on. But, you know, my issue is that I've got one good stream of internet, but I want to have a backup. And I can't find a reliable backup. I got one game in town, Spectrum.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So you were going to have multiple, or you were just going to shift away from Spectrum?
I want to have multiple.
Well, why don't you just get this T-Mobile Hotbox spot?
I don't have any cell phone service here.
Ooh.
You know, Tyson,
what about Starlink?
I think that's expensive for the backup.
It's so expensive, dude. Yeah. I'm sick to my stomach, and I'm like, if this doesn't work, that's why if this doesn't work, everyone come to my house to watch a full meltdown.
Is it a contract for Starlink?
No.
Yeah.
But you got to buy like eight.
It's expensive.
They say $600 of equipment, but by the end, it's $800 because you got to get a longer cable. You got to get a mount for it and some other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right, well, stay tuned next week for what's going on with that. Of course, next week is also going to be the big solar eclipse coming up on Monday, the 8th.
I wish I could see it. I wish I could see it.
Yeah. A lot of people are going to all sorts of great lengths to see it, including some folks that are going to be going on private jets to go see the eclipse.
The only way to see it, as they say.
Yeah. Okay. There's a company called Blade. They fly people around in helicopters around Manhattan, and they are offering seats on a flight, which appears to be sold out now, for up to $3,750 a seat to see the eclipse.
Terrible how name. Many seats?
It was 14. Honestly, I don't think that's that bad.
No. I don't think that's that bad either. I mean, you're not going to a destination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do have to fly. I mean, from New York, probably a little bit of a flight to get into the path.
Yeah.
So you could also buy this ticket that Delta was doing a flight to Detroit, which was the downside, but Delta was offering a similar trip where you could get on probably for a little bit less. I think it was like $1,000 or $1,500.
Yeah.
Oh, so yes.
Here's the flight path. So you got to go to like upstate New York.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Too bad I'm not at my old college stomping grounds.
Schenectady.
Yeah. Is Schenectady in the flight path?
I don't know what your old stomping grounds are.
Oswego. Yeah.
Oswego.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
I would pay for this if I had the money. But that's a lot of money because it's not just do you have $3,750 to burn. I feel like in order to burn that amount and not care, you have to have way more.
Yeah.
And so that's a lot for an eclipse. The flight is like probably an hour long, I'm guessing.
Do you want to know how much money I've burned in the last few weeks?
Not even seeing an eclipse?
I don't think you want to repeat it out loud.
I don't. I do not.
Do they serve snacks on this flight?
Yeah, for sure. Meal?
You think so? It's a tiny plane. I don't think they're doing like a meal service.
Yeah, it's not a meal service, but for sure there's.
Can you bring your own snacks?
Yes, that's a good question. A sandwich?
I'm sure you can, but I bet they have snacks for you.
The best would be right when the eclipse starts, break out that Panda Express meal that you've had.
Yeah, Tyson, what's the best snack for an eclipse?
The best snack for an eclipse? I'm trying to think of what we snacked
on. Raw flesh.
Yeah, raw flesh. In the olden times, it was raw flesh. But now, I think everyone's just in awe. It's just the best snack is probably the collective ambiance of all the people in wonderment over nature's beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I think, what it is. So Gina, the chat says hard-boiled eggs. Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah. Actually, that makes a lot of sense. A hard-boiled egg. That's all my gosh.
I don't want to smell any more hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Easter's just passed and I'm grossed out by those.
Yeah, but how was your Easter?
We didn't even know it was Easter until like 2 days before because
of the move.
We were on vacation, then we were moving, and then we were like, Easter in March? No, it's in April.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it is in March sometimes.
Yep.
And I didn't know Jesus' birthday shifted around that much.
Yeah.
Again, wrong. But I've always found it fascinating that it does tend to change. I don't know if it has something to do with the solar eclipse's appearance, that it's this early. Like,
oh, smart. You think the entire world would go into a spiral?
Yeah. Interesting.
The four horsemen riding behind the
We seem to know the day Jesus was born, but it does seem like it's odd that the day that he died seems to shift around. Like, nobody wrote that down?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but I do believe, Danny, maybe the Illuminati is like, do not allow Easter to be on the same weekend as the total eclipse. Otherwise,
and future double brood.
Mm-hmm.
I think complete pandemonium. It would be ominous if Easter was held during an eclipse.
Oh my God.
Gosh, that's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just like the stone rolled in front of the tomb, the moon blocked the sun.
I mean, if the first Easter was on April Fool's Day, that would be one hell of a prank, too.
Okay. Yeah. Can we talk about April Fool's? Or
yes, Danny.
I was reading an article unaware that it was April Fool's Day, and I was thinking, there's no way this is real. Right, which is my natural response to almost every article I read.
Yes.
And then luckily I came across an April Fool's article that reminds you that there are lots of April Fool's articles out there. And all of a sudden it made sense. And I'm like, okay, that's a total lie. And then to the annoyance of my family, I read every headline in my Google feed and yelled April Fool's afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it was an entertaining exercise because a lot of those headlines could have April Fool's after it, whether or not they're real, and make total sense.
Yeah. But was the article that you read originally an April Fool's article?
So I didn't go back to it because after that I saw that it was April Fool's. In my mind, mm-hmm. it was settled. Mm-hmm. The question was settled. My thought was April Fool's.
Now, I was actually like, you can't trust anything in the media on April Fool's. And now it's just like, you must hunker down now. And you're like, that's probably a joke.
April Fool's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the man who, the boy who cried wolf. It's April Fool's Day is just that collectively for the entire world. Catherine in the chat also gave us a little background on Easter. Easter should be based on Judaic calendar, but early Christians changed it to first Sunday after first full moon of spring.
See,
how are we supposed to remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't judge our calendars by the moon cycles anymore. I mean, come on, we've got hard mm-hmm. dates that we look at on our phone. We don't use our sextant to peer into the sky.
And leap days to make up for our shortnesses and weaknesses in the calculations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the eclipse is coming on Monday, and I think that this is an interesting question. Should prisoners in jail get to see the eclipse?
No, you know how horny they get.
Absolutely. Okay, conflicting opinions, Tyson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in New York State, that there are inmates suing the Department of Corrections over the decision to lock down the prisons during the solar eclipse.
Yeah, I think it's complete mayhem. You can't shut off the lights. That's like a perfect opportunity for
to shank
for,
someone.
Yeah, or to disappear
with
or
that
something
spoon
like
you've been
that.
Sharpening.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite opinion, Tyson. First of all, I didn't
you
know.
You think it'll inspire them to be better people?
Well, let's go back to that horny comment. Have you read anywhere that solar eclipses lead to horniness? Is this science or just you throwing
I
that
just
out there?
Assumed that any stimulation from if you're a prisoner, any stimulation automatically.
Oh, yeah. Post solar eclipse copulation is through the roof for sure. But during it, I just don't think you want to conceive a child because it could be bad, but I think you should let inmates watch it because as Tyson knows, it is a mind blowing experience. What if it's the kick in the pants the inmate needs to straighten his life out? You know?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people say there's a religious significance of the eclipse and that they should be allowed to see it.
If you're a pagan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do believe that if I didn't have a family and had enough money to go wherever, whenever, I would be a total solar eclipse chaser.
Oh,
just like travel around the world.
Okay.
Looking at them. And maybe that's what some of these guys need is just like that motivation to have a goal to want to pursue something for the long term. So I get that, but they're going to be horny too. Oh.
Or, yeah.
All right. Well, Tyson, maybe this could be you in another life because that let me tell you about a man who is 105 years old and he is about to see his 13th solar eclipse, the world's oldest lunar or solar eclipse chaser.
Yeah. Does he credit solar eclipses with his long advanced age?
Dr. Pepper and cigars.
The perfect combination. I've got one of those. It's time to take up cigars.
Yeah. And he takes photos of them all the time.
Good. Yeah. You're going to want to look at those photos. Why waste that 2 minute block with photos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had this weird setup. I saw an article about him. A lot of cardboard.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can look directly at it. I don't even think you could take a picture directly of it. You have to get a reflection.
You can when the lights go off.
Yeah.
That's the best time to stare at the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's in complete total eclipse, you can.
What if they had all of his pictures and then they had like a showing at the prison after?
No, won't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're going to
really throw him into the room with a bunch of horny prisoners.
That guy will break in half like a Kit Kat bar if there's a riot. The eclipse is totally worthless, in my opinion, unless you are there for a totality.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yes. Agreed.
So, agreed.
Yeah. His advice make sure you watch the entire eclipse. With glasses, he says, watch the whole thing, but then take them off when it goes total. Look how pretty it is. You'll say, oh, I want to see more of these.
That's correct.
That is a correct statement. He does not lie.
Mm-hmm. I would have used more exclamation points there.
But he's seen so many.
Probably 10. He's seen so many. 13. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I was saying 10 exclamation points.
Oh, yes.
This could be 105.
Yeah. My guess, this is probably his last.
You think so? There's not going to be another one over North America for 40 years, I believe.
Mm. Yeah. Has he ever seen one from the comfort of a private plane while eating caviar?
No. No, he's not that kind of guy.
He really hasn't experienced it.
Has he seen any that have been out of the country? Like, is he willing to travel out of the country?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
105 years old.
Doesn't say. And also, it doesn't mention anything about his family. Tyson mentioned that he was, if he was single, he would chase every eclipse.
Yeah. Yep.
Doesn't mention really if he's solo.
It's a lone traveler's game.
It's a lonely man's game.
You become married to the eclipse.
Yeah.
And obviously super horny during it, which is a shame.
Dude, do you know how mad people would be if they're like, now they're just marrying eclipses?
Forget it. Yeah.
105. I hope that at 105, I'm still chasing something other than the Grim Reaper.
Like what, Danny?
I don't know. Some passion. It's hard to have passion at 105. I mean, I've seen people before then lose all passion and will.
Yeah.
They're like, just want the sweet kiss of release.
So the thing here, Danny, is what you touched on, is that as you age, you need to then adjust your hobbies and your passions. Like Danny, you going on adventures and running, you're giving up the ghost at like 58. Like you don't have.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. 58. That's pretty good.
You're going to be jogging till 58. And then all of a sudden you're not going to have anything.
The expected phone call, dude,
nothing.
Time to pickleball.
I think even then you'll be too late because your knees will be too blown at that point.
I'll have to have my knees fused together.
But I mean like bird watching. Like,
yeah, I'd be fine with that. I love animal watching. I have tons of stuff I could do.
This is it. This is the business idea.
Yes.
I take your existing hobbies as a younger person and I tell you what your hobbies should be as you age.
A hobby consultant. Yes. Yeah. I like this.
Gives you something to live for.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to you at 58, apparently.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Yeah. Does Danny need to start working before he gets to 58, or he can just check in at 58?
No, he needs to start transitioning. That's the thing, is you got to transition so that you... Because if you go from being an expert in one hobby to a complete novice in another hobby, that's going to feel bad. You got to go from expert level in your current hobby of jogging to... like a mid-level tier of bird watching transition.
Maybe I'll join the workforce. That could be an interesting adventure at 58. It'll be hard to get a job, but I'm sure McDonald's will take me. No, they'll have robots.
And also, do you really think at 58 you're going to be able to serve a younger
manager? That's what I'd want to work with 17-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Being
managed by Brian, who's like 16.
Your son. One of your sons is the franchise owner.
They're the ones that'll hate that more than me. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're planning for the inevitable end that is coming for us all. Would either of you like to have the Grim Reaper make an appearance at your funeral?
Yes, I would definitely. 100%. Yeah. I need that.
Because that's what a woman in the United Kingdom did, Sharon Tafts. She died from breast cancer. And she had in her, as per her wishes, she wanted the Grim Reaper to be at the funeral and point to people and say, you're next.
Whoa. Even threatening people like you're next.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome.
It is awesome. It's super fun. Were people laughing or were they disturbed?
I think that they were laughing, I think, at least pretending to laugh.
You don't want to laugh.
Here's the Grim Reaper. And he was at the funeral. Kind of a friendly Reaper.
Is that a real Grim Reaper?
Yeah.
Why is his brain exposed?
Why is his brain exposed?
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't get it. But I think this is hilarious. How old was this?
She was 68. She was 68. Okay. She made her daughter promise that they would do it, and that they found somebody who would do it, and then that he showed up as the Grim Reaper.
Not a terrible idea.
Did everybody have fun?
I think so. They said it was a really good Thanksgiving of her life. She would have absolutely loved the attention her funeral is getting. She didn't want people crying, dressed in black and being sad. So she got what she wanted. And somebody said, when I think about her funeral now, it makes me smile. It's a good memory, not a bad memory.
Although the Grim Reaper is kind of not your classic Grim Reaper. So he's more terrifying, I think, than the classic Grim Reaper with the hood. You know, can't see the face.
Bony fingers.
Yeah. This is, what would you call this guy?
This guy's like Grim Reaper. Halloweened up.
Halloweened up. Yeah. Is there a different character that you would want to have at your funeral?
Maybe like...
to bring some levity?
Jason or Freddy Krueger just chasing people around.
Doesn't have to be a scary person.
Yeah, why not Pee Wee Herman?
Well...
He's scary too. listen, it has to be scary. Come on.
Why does it have to be scary? I mean, a clown.
It's a funeral. It's death.
That would be pretty
clown
scary.
Would be perfect, dude.
That's both.
A clown. Maybe like an entire clown chorus singing hymnals.
Right. Because I think that maybe if you had like, okay, I have like Elmo at my funeral. Okay. That would seem like out of place. But if you had something that was supposed to be scary, but then at the funeral, like it's kind of funny. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, if you take something that's supposed to be fun and put it at the funeral, that's not good.
It's a downer.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about a mime who pretends like he's trapped in an invisible coffin trying to get out?
That could work.
You could. Yeah, that could work. I think a chorus of clowns singing hymnals is pretty good. Gina wants someone to crap their pants at her funeral. I agree. I think that if you could get, like, that's the goal.
Out of fear?
Out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, not just case, like a paid pant crapper.
In that case, you need to spring load the coffin with like a prank, right? <That's it.
laughs> Shoot your body into that. Dude, do not go to funerals on April Fool's Day, guys.
Yeah,
agree.
Don't do it.
Or during a solar eclipse.
Yeah, skip it.
Do you think anyone out there has forgotten to consult the calendar and actually is planning a burial unknowingly during the solar eclipse?
Yeah.
Do you think that that'll take place in the path of totality?
Probably somewhere, but it's so widely publicized now.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/MBO. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Do either of you have a name for your vehicle?
The Boo.
The Boo?
A joke, I sometimes call it the Boo.
Yeah.
That's it. Tyson did have a vehicle in his 20s that was pink, and I'm pretty sure it most likely had a nickname.
It had a name.
What was it?
Do you remember?
I can't remember what the name was. I don't remember. I don't remember what it was named.
What was the model? Because usually it's a take on the model.
The Ford Aspire.
Mm-hmm. That's already got a great nickname. And it was anything but aspiring.
Yeah. Yeah. Not very aspiring. No,
it wasn't.
It was not.
Yeah.
It was not.
Okay.
I don't think it had air conditioning or a radio. Someone's asking if I'm podcasting from the moon. Close. It is close. And I'm sorry.
The edge of civilization.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob, how about you?
So my wife has a name for her car. I do not have a name for my car.
Can you tell us the name of your wife's car?
She calls it the Beast.
Oh, okay. My friend had a car that we called the Green Bean.
Mm-hmm.
So people do nicknames. Why? Why is this relevant? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, it seems that 51% of people have a name for their car.
Other than just POS?
Yeah. They say that it's a part of the family.
No, that's going too far.
Yeah. I mean, no, I think it does kind of become part of the family.
It kind of does. Mm-hmm. You spend a lot of time in there together.
Below
the dog, but above some other pets like fish.
Yes, yeah, fish.
Above fish.
Mm-hmm. We have fish and they're downstairs. And every time I see them, I remember that we have fish and I am shocked that they're still alive.
Do you feed them at that point?
Somebody feeds them. I think Liz does. Mm-hmm. But I would say that my car is more important to me than those fish. So,
yeah.
Yeah, yes. But is what's more important, your cat or your car?
Oh, my car. Oh my gosh.
See, so you're skewed. You're not like,
I'm not a great person to ask, but, I wouldn't say it's a member of the family, but definitely an important part of the unit, working unit of the family.
Yeah. Well, they talked to the 2000 survey people who were car owners, and they found out, that 53% of those people love their car. They would keep it forever if they had that option.
Camaro owners.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then, half of them said that the car has a name.
I would keep my car forever just so that I don't have to buy another car. If it could stay in pristine condition forever and ever and ever, yeah.
By the way, a lot of people are car people. I don't think any of us here obsess over our cars.
I hate cars.
Clean it every day and talk to it sweetly. So I could see why some people might consider their car their lover, a step up. But a member of the family, there's a lot of memories in a car that has been owned throughout the entire family history. You're like, remember when so-and-so crapped their pants on the front seat and now there's that permanent stain or rode their bike into the side of the door. I mean, it's like a scrapbook for family memories in a weird way.
Yeah. So-and-so crashed when they turned when they were trying to get their learner's permit, they crashed in the church parking lot.
Or they didn't open the garage and drove through the door.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Just all of the stories about the car revolve around the dad getting furious.
Yeah, you can't chase eclipses if you have kids and own cars. You just don't have the money for it.
Okay.
But all of the memories from a car, like anything you say, Danny, everything you said, anything you could ever think of, like the end is the dad yelling at the family. Like that's the ending of all of the car memories. Like there is a good car memory where you're like, oh, that was so fun. It's always like, and then dad yelled at us. Remember that? Oh yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Relatable.
Mm-hmm. Are you moving on to Pluto?
I was moving on to Pluto.
Is it a planet again?
Well, no. It's not a official planet, but it is your planet because Arizona has named Pluto the official state planet.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Why would Arizona pick a loser planet?
Governor
what
Katie
are you
Hobbs.
Talking about? Katie Hobbs.
Yes. Yeah. That said that the state of Arizona, I think this, according to this, they say that you own Pluto.
Wait, we bought Pluto?
I think you just claimed it.
Are you going to send an Arizonite out there to plant a flag? Because I think technically
I guess it was discovered
something.
In Arizona.
What was discovered in Arizona?
Pluto.
Pluto.
I thought it was in space.
Well, yeah. That
was that an intentional dad joke? Uh-huh. That was great. Mm-hmm. Excellent
yeah,
work.
That was. Yeah, thank you.
You know what? Pluto wouldn't be too bad to have, but it's not a planet. So we keep calling it a state planet. Mm-hmm. That's not what it is. Yeah. What do they call it now? A celestial body?
No, they call it not even a dwarf planet. They call it somebody in the chat will tell us here. But there's only 12 planets in the solar system to choose from, right? Wait, how many planets are there?
I think it was nine before Pluto.
Nine.
Unless you know something we don't know.
So now there's eight. So all the states have to name one of the eight planets as their new state planet.
Well, I'm not sure about that. So that Pluto was discovered in Flagstaff, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that Arizona is kind of salty that one of their great achievements of discovering Pluto has kind of been taken off the board by them saying it's not a real planet.
That's not our fault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't get mad at me. I didn't vote for that. Arizona doesn't have a lot. You know, they've got a lot of hidden treasure. They've got Tyson. Other than that,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
we've got the Grand Canyon. We've got part of Lake Powell.
Yeah.
You got part of stuff. You got parts of stuff.
Yeah. One of the Arizona representatives in Congress has said that they're not going to take that away from us. He said that there's several generations of Americans who believe Pluto's a planet, or at least that's what we were taught. I'm never going to think differently. That's just my personal opinion.
No, you can't
accept science.
Yeah, this is wrong. This is what's wrong with the way education is now, is like you can't just refuse it, even though it is now the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's okay. That's it. You gotta, I don't know. I don't know what the line is there, but I've been in arguments with nieces who mistook African wild dogs and called them hyenas. And I said, those aren't hyenas. They're African wild dogs. And my niece said, I feel like they're hyenas. And I said, that's
such
not
a kid thing to say.
And it enraged me because like, that's all everybody now all you, to win an argument or at least to tie an argument. Now all you just have to say is fall back on your feelings.
This is my truth.
Yeah.
Pluto is a planet. I refuse to be budged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I feel it in my heart.
You can't tell me how to feel.
Well, I mean, Arizona, I feel like it's a pretty big space state. I mean, one of the senators, Mark Kelly, is a former astronaut.
Yeah.
So he says.
Right.
Yeah. He should be fighting to make sure that this is recognized as it was designated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
You should.
And State Senator Anthony Kern said, I did not want to discriminate against those who wanted Mars, Venus, Jupiter, or everyone's favorite Uranus.
Whose anus?
That's not his.
Pluto is a dwarf planet, and this guy needs to just accept reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Sorry.
Congratulations to Pluto.
It can be the state dwarf planet.
Yeah.
But the state planet is definitely a little misleading.
Tyson,
if you're like, guess what Arizona's state planet is? I'm not even putting Pluto in the mix of the guests because it's a dwarf planet. Uh-huh. It's not a real planet.
It makes sense that your planet would be like Mercury because it's so hot. You're similar surface temperatures.
Or the sun, just be the center of it all.
Yeah, the sun and Arizona are best friends. Yeah.
Tyson, do you know the nickname of Arizona?
There's the Sunshine State.
The Grand Canyon State.
Grand Canyon State. That's on my license plate, probably.
Probably. Do you know the official drink of Arizona?
Yeah.
Muddy water.
Prickly pear lemonade.
Lemonade, yeah.
Nice.
Okay. And there's a state dinosaur, too.
Hmm.
Is it one of the big ones that we would recognize?
No, it's one I've never heard of before.
Oh, that's the worst. Don't pick a dinosaur nobody knows.
Yeah.
What is it?
The Sonarosaurus?
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's stupid.
And there's an official firearm of the state, Tyson.
What is that?
Colt single action army revolver is the official firearm of Arizona.
Yeah. That's like an old Western gun, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they kept all those wild Arizonians in order, you know, during the early days.
There you go. That's all courtesy of Tucson.com.
Okay. Wow. One of the most popular news websites in the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we have long talked about the worst airplane passengers for quite some time, but we may want to start to do a segment on the worst airplanes.
Yeah, that is a growing category.
Growing category. And there was another Boeing incident on a United Boeing 777 where they had to return to the airport after broken toilets forced poo into the cabins.
I bet Christoph was flying that plane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, he's United. Right? Probably. Serves him right.
Maybe United and Boeing's goal here is to make so many headlines that eventually we don't even pay attention.
Flood the zone. Like,
oh, another door popped? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Next story.
Yeah.
Because they're really doing a great job.
You can't even keep track of them all.
When we were flying to home from Mexico, Rachel looked back and said, is this a Boeing? And I was like, yeah, but I think it's a really old one, so we should be fine. Because the old ones are fine, right? It's just the new ones that they're building that are hunks of shit.
Yes. Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
Boeing is right down the street from me. Big, big old Boeing building.
How's the internet there?
I don't know. I tried getting in there once and it's all locked down.
Now, is it an actual Boeing factory or is it the graveyard? Because I know that graveyard. No, the airline
graveyard's in Tucson.
Okay.
The graveyard's in Tucson. This is the factory or some headquarters. It's a very big building.
Yeah, and good thing they're so close together. That'll be a shorter trip for Boeing airplanes.
Hmm. Okay. So this flight was scheduled to go from Frankfurt to San Francisco. It got just a little bit into the North Sea before returning back to Frankfurt after a foul smell was coming from the toilets.
It wasn't like The Shining where the door to the lavatory opens.
And there were slow twins holding hands.
A brown wave comes down the aisle.
Doesn't appear like that, but passengers reported that the contents of the waste tank overflowed and entered the cabin, making the situation worse.
So early in the flight?
Yeah.
Did they not empty it, or was everybody just pooping like crazy? I don't
know. Here's the flight path. Left Frankfurt, and then
it drew a penis.
It made just a pretzel. That's what,
so this is Christoph trying back to be funny.
Yeah. They were probably serving like half off doner kebabs at the airport. They're like,
so everybody that
didn't get very far.
No. Yeah.
That is a phallus shape that they've drawn with the airplane.
Can't they just dump that all in the ocean right there and then just continue onwards?
I think once it gets in the cabin, I think it's an issue.
Okay.
Maybe they do have an awesome button, a giant brown button for immediate human waste disposal release. You could pound with your fist just once. It's like,
Is the plane like an RV? Do they dump the toilets instantly?
Probably with that huge yellow hoses that they hook up to the airplane whenever it comes in to the airport. There's a lot of waste in those things. I can only imagine having sat by the bathroom many times.
Now, why do you always try to sit by the bathroom, Danny?
Find it a great place to strike up conversations with strangers, and there's a strong musk coming from that hides the airplane smell.
So you can fart as much as you want.
Yeah. Yes, it allows for gratuitous gas on my part. So lots of pluses. I love talking to people as their armpits are pointed directly at my face and rest their arms on my headrest.
Yeah.
No, it's a great seat. Best seat in the plane. I recommend everybody go out and try and get that.
All right. And then I've got one more story to talk about. And this is an interesting one, of course, that we are on the forefront of AI generated imagery for the thumbnails for this podcast. But It's a little more concerning when scientific journals are getting in on the practice. And so recently, an academic paper was published, which included a lewd image of a diagram of a rat with a gigantic penis.
Can we say this?
Yeah, I was going to say. I think so. Okay. So, yeah, here's the photo of this AI-generated image, which is kind of medical journal published this. And then they had to say, like, hey, I think this is, like, AI gobbledygook.
Well, look at it.
Look at the, like, the captions the are not even words.
It was almost too awkward for the AI to spell dick. It spelled it D-C-K.
Yeah.
Test themselves.
Yes. Okay. This came out of China. This was published on the Frontiers in Cell Development and Biology Journal by researchers at the Hung Hoi Hospital and Jiao Tong University in China.
Very reputable university.
Mm-hmm. And Danny, what are you learning from this?
Yeah,
I'm learning that mouse is like just wide-eyed. This thing, this abomination growing. Yes.
Well, you see, Danny
saw the eclipse.
You can't see the eclipse with that covering. Every day is an eclipse when you have that in front of you.
Yeah. So this rat here, you could see that he has very engorged testma cells.
Parts. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, those blue. Yeah. Is that what those blue dots are?
And his DCK is just off the charts.
Throbbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's his spermatocial stem cells.
Oh, you got to keep those healthy with lots of vegetables.
Yeah.
This drawing, what was this?
And then also there's this other drawing of a cell, which is
that
described
looks like a party.
Yeah, it was described as more of an alien pizza. This is not what a cell actually does look like.
It's a round object with lots of blues and purple circles on it. Mm-hmm. And what looks like blood cells. It may have gotten the blood cells right down there as a topper.
Yeah.
What an exciting study.
Yeah, it's an exciting study. So people wonder, how did this happen? And so there was some questions that were given to the U.S.-based paper reviewer who's named Jingbo Dai of Northwestern University. He says it was not his responsibility to vet these images.
Yeah, it was AI's responsibility. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
And they someone's always got perfectly.
Yeah,
you think AI is collaborating here, and they're just like, you make a giant dick rat thing, and I will get it passed as it goes through my system to filter everything. No sweat.
Well, it seems like that the actual paper was okay. It was the images that were the issue. So that the reviewer said, I only review the paper for its scientific aspects. I don't review the images.
How was the paper?
Yeah. You don't want to review the images that are attached to the study you're accepting because, that's not your thing. You're not a visual guy. You're just all text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lame. A lot of disappointed people, though, that this isn't possible.
They thought they were like, oh my God, we've grown huge wieners and rats. Well, let me pick up this. I mean, that's going to sell some research.
When are human trials?
Yeah.
Can I volunteer myself?
Juicy J says, love that AI is also the big phallus.
I would not be surprised if AI is into drawing wieners because that's just like ingrained in humans. So of course
it learns from us.
Of course. AI, yeah. Learns from us.
Yeah. Okay. So
bless its heart.
Some of these medical researchers are going to need to be doing a better job vetting these images.
Or create better images.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it would have been more realistic with actual scientific names of parts, we wouldn't be
reading about it.
Yeah. Yeah. They went too big.
We would be reading about it, but then we'd be like, did you see the actual, real, legit giant?
Yes.
With giant dog. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what our story headline would have been.
Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole today? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Danny Bryson in the world famous Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my Bolt Hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
All right.
I think hot tubs are gross.
Okay.
Super gross. And it's always nice when I find a story that supports my bias or disgust or something.
So is this hot, all hot tubs or just public hot tubs?
All hot tubs. Unless I had a hot tub that only I got into, then maybe that would be the one hot tub in the world I would consider getting
only
into.
For you. Like you're the rest of your family not invited?
I did get, last time I got into a hot tub was with Tyson, actually.
I've been in a hot tub with Danny. I was going to say.
How was that? But
I passed Danny's hot tub test for some reason.
But that was like an unusual hot tub. Remember, Tyson? It was huge. It was more like a pool.
Yeah.
I feel like a hot tub is just a big bubbling thing of bacteria, whereas this was so big that it had pool vibes. And I feel like in a pool, you can spread out the disgusting material a little bit better than you can in a hot tub. When I was younger, I got into a hot tub on my 12th birthday with a bunch of my friends. And the next day we all had severe rashes.
Oh,
It got us out of school. So that was cool. But really, I've never been a fan of hot tubs. And now I came across something in sciencealert.com. Talks about
something called, any interesting graphics?
Unfortunately, no. They used real, what I could tell, real pictures of real people. But a hot tub lung. Is something
hot tub lung.
So if you were looking for a reason not to get into a hot tub, and there are many, many reasons, you can add this to your list. Hot tub lung. It's a respiratory condition. I assumed without reading it that the bubbling, you know, the vibe chemicals of a hot tub. Yeah. Is sending stuff up into the air and that you're breathing in who knows what, right? And that's kind of what it is. It's a bacteria that inflames lung tissue, and it comes from sitting in a hot tub. So
we don't
you're
like
looking
that
for a reason not to go, you're welcome. I just gave you an excuse to get out of sitting in that gross hot tub, neighbor's hot tub or whatever. Because the bubbling water, it does splash on your face. You're getting like this moisture, and it's just probably mixed in with all that moisture that you're breathing in, getting into your eyeballs, along with that scum that's on the surface made of all sorts of human fluids. Yeah. Oh, so gross.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my discovery of the week. hot tub.
Were you close
lung
to getting in a hot tub anytime soon?
No.
Okay. Tyson, you're one shot.
Yeah, I did it.
Man, if Tyson had a hot tub
at the right time
at his new house, obviously heated by just the sun, and no one had used it, I would be willing to get into that.
What if someone had used it, but it had just gotten cleaned?
Yeah, I probably would still use it. You mean like a deep clean, like drained it, scrubbed it, flushed out all of the tubes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would consider doing it.
What about a scrub and a flush, but not a full drain and a re-up on the chemicals?
Oh, maybe not.
That's your line.
Yeah. I think that I don't think I'd be as eager to get into that hot tub with you.
My kids always ask why I never take baths.
Yeah. That's gross. You're like, why would I do that? Just sit in a pool of my rapidly cooling water with all my filth floating at the top. I know you're supposed to shower before you get in. And actually, I'd be more prone to getting into hot tubs if people actually did shower before they got into them.
Yeah.
You go through this process where it's just like car wash scenario for a human body with just loofahs just like scrubbing the top two layers of skin off their body.
Oh, and last time I went to the hot tub with Tyson, this is another strike against hot tubs. We saw an amorous couple. We interrupted their activities and... Do you remember them, Tyson?
Yeah.
Two people like hiding in a dark corner. Yeah. In Jackson Hole. And that's just like.
You interrupted them, Danny? That was rude.
Well,
we interrupted their moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was rude of them to think they could do that in the rooftop hot tub. So,
yeah.
It was rude of them.
So rude of them. That's not what hot tubs are for.
Yeah.
Hot tubs.
Okay. Kate says, I got bronchitis after sitting in a hot tub once. I thought it was because of the cold weather, but now I'm sus of the steam itself.
You can get all sorts of diseases, it says here. Legionnaire's disease is another thing you can get from hot tubs.
Oh my god.
Is that when your feet fall off?
I don't know what it is, but it sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just stay away from hot tubs in general, unless you own it, clean it, and don't let other people in it. That's okay. Probably the only safe way to tub.
All right. We need an image for this week's episode of News AF.
It's got to do something with the eclipse, right?
Yeah.
Watching an eclipse in a hot tub with
the Grim Reaper.
With standing behind you.
And, yeah.
I like that.
And Pluto's also in the sky.
Okay.
Is that too much?
Let's see.
That might be too much.
Watching an eclipse in a hot tub with the Grim Reaper. Should it just be the Grim Reaper in a hot tub watching the eclipse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That'd be good too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the Grim Reaper.
And a rat with a gigantic penis.
No, we've already seen what AI can do with that.
Yeah, that's under the water. Okay. The Grim Reaper watching, how about in a hot tub, watching a solar eclipse. Okay. How about that? All right, Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
Well, I tried to shoot an episode here in California for Mediocre Amateur. I skied a mountain that towers over LA, which up until last week, I didn't even know was possible. And I went up there and the wind was like...
In LA?
Yeah, in LA, just above LA in Los Angeles County. It's right on the
line.
Oh,
are you in Malibu?
Yeah. Oh, and so I actually had great skiing, but I had to battle like 50 mile an hour winds and zero visibility. So I'm yet to watch the footage, but if it's any good, then I'll finally have something to put up on YouTube.
Cool.
So yeah, I'll be plugging away on that. I honestly spend at least 20 to 30 minutes every week, Tyson, by the way, trying to think of something you and I can do.
Wow.
20 to 30 minutes a week isn't that much time to
think. Yeah, it's like under 5 minutes a day, but at least it happens. You're in my thoughts.
Okay. We'll figure it out. Wildlife season is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to see the any of our Grim Reaper hot tub pictures? Okay.
Let's see them.
Let's see. All right. So this is, okay. I don't know if we nailed the eclipse on any of these, but we do have a variety of Grim Reaper hot tub photos. Okay. So here's one of the Grim Reaper.
That's ultra realistic.
Very realistic. Accurate. Okay. It looks like that the water looks pretty good for him.
He's just putting in his fingertips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does he have the right amount of fingers?
Then this is the Grim Reaper in the hot tub, although seems to be missing a body, although a nice reflection in the water.
Yeah. He's the
beautiful
filter
out there. Is that Malibu, Danny?
I don't know. The foliage just looked very Malibu-ish. Yeah. He's up in the mountains.
Okay. That might have been where I was last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Then this is the Reaper, you know, getting a little bit more submerged, chillaxing.
He looks very chill in this. I like this one.
Okay. Now this is the Reaper. I'm not sure what's coming out of the water.
Okay. So that doesn't look so much
that's
like
more of a sunset than a.
Yeah. And that doesn't look like the Grim Reaper. It looks like somebody who soaked too long in the hot tub and they've just slowly decayed. And it's like the end of time.
This is another one in the backyard. Yeah,
that's a good one.
I like that one.
And then
one time I saw Rachel's aunt sitting in a hot tub in a dress.
In a dress.
This is a sign of a bad day.
Did any of these strike your fancy or do we need a re-edit?
Okay. So if we were to pick one, and I think we should try again, I like the one where that one.
This
that
one.
Was the best one.
Okay. That one's great. You think we should try again, Danny?
I would like to see the eclipse done better.
Dude, let's try it. Maybe I'll just try creative instead of cinematic because that does a super realistic. We need a little bit less realistic as we let this let this cook. Okay. All right. Then Tyson, what else is going on for you?
New internet.
New internet coming
on Thursday.
Maybe. Yes.
Definitely new internet. Is it better internet? I don't know, but it is new. And then we've got Survivor podcast and
I listened to your Boston Rob podcast this week also.
Yeah, what did we call that? The pre-merge extravaganza.
Yeah. It was good. You got the Survivor in there, and then you got the Deal or No Deal Island in there.
Yeah. Just like a double whammy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, let's see these images.
Okay, all right. So let's see. All right, here's a little bit more. Okay, so we took away a little bit of the realism. Maybe we got some better results, okay? Here is, all right, image number one.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
Don't know, it's okay. A Grim Reaper, though.
Kind of like two moons. Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. It's like an album cover.
Yeah, okay. There's the, he's looking the wrong way. Frankly,
well, yeah, he's watching the reaction of the people in the hot tub. As
maybe
they see him
he doesn't have a mirror, so he's just looking in the reflection in the water, so he could stare right into it. Uh-huh. Okay, this is this is very artsy.
So also. Scary.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that one.
This one. Okay.
There we go.
The Reaper again, watching.
Pretty cool. A hot tub inside a hot tub.
Hot tubception.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is we've got like
chalice of fire. Yeah.
And then this one is pretty cool.
It did a there way we go. We got better it. I think job.
Yeah. So we took away some realism. We got the solar eclipse, we got the Grim Reaper, we got the hot tub. I think this is as good as we're gonna get.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the best that's one pretty yet.
Good. Yeah, let's go with it.
All right, there you go. All right. And then for me, so I'm actually, I'm headed to Toronto on this weekend to go and see the solar eclipse. So I will have some firsthand accounts of seeing.
That's so cool.
I don't think I'll be viewing from a hot tub or with the Grim Reaper. Hopefully not.
Can you try though?
I'll see what I can do.
If you can do it from the hot tub, that'd be pretty cool.
Yep. So very exciting. So check that all out here on robhasawebsite.com. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.